This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Parents, teachers, and students at 16 Jefferson County schools are reeling from last week's school closure announcement. Wheat Ridge is the most impacted community, with three elementary schools recommended for closure. Kim St. Martin is a parent at Color Strand Elementary.
I can embrace change, but it's still just a hard thing to swallow when we've put so much into the school.
The district says declining enrollment has left many schools at half capacity and too expensive to operate. The school board will make a final decision on November 10th. Applications for police workforce grants are now open. CPR's Lucretia Wimbley has more.
Governor Jared Polis wants to make Colorado one of the 10 safest states over the next 5 years. A part of that includes providing grants for recruitment, retention, and training programs for police. A new law created three public safety grant programs. Some state senators say the programs are necessary to retain officers and create a workforce that is more representative of the community. Applications for two workforce grants are now open. A program for crime prevention grants also opens this week. I'm Lucretia Wimbley, CPR News.
Former Aurora Mayor Paul Tower has died at age 86. Tower had a major influence on the city. He was mayor for 16 years until 2003 and served as a city councilman for another 8 years. Tower played a key role in opening Denver International Airport and bringing the University of Colorado Health Sciences Center to Aurora. This is CPR News.